Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Every Founder Needs This One Critical Agreement Before Day 30. Now let's get started with today's show. Picture this. Your startup has incredible momentum. Customers absolutely love your product, but suddenly your co-founder threatens to walk away with half the company. This isn't fiction. It's the harsh reality for countless founders who skip one critical step. Today we'll explore why 73% of startup failures stem from founder disputes and how you can prevent yours from becoming another statistic. Here's the uncomfortable truth every founder must face. You need a founder agreement, even if your co-founder is your best friend, college roommate, or sibling. I know what you're thinking. Greg, we trust each other completely. But founder agreements aren't about distrust. They're about creating crystal-clear expectations when emotions inevitably run high. Think of it as relationship insurance for your business partnership. These agreements define equity splits, individual roles, decision-making authority, and exit terms before problems surface. Most founders skip this step because everything feels perfect at launch. You're united by a shared vision, working 18-hour days together, living on ramen and dreams. But here's what goes wrong. Unequal work contributions emerge, disagreements about company direction intensify, and personal life changes shift priorities. Without clear agreements, simple disputes transform into legal nightmares. Those verbal promises and handshake deals that felt so genuine, they crumble under pressure every single time. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. Two brilliant college friends launched a promising tech startup with a simple 50-50 split. After 18 months of growth, one founder wanted to pivot the entire business model, while the other insisted on staying the course. Sounds manageable, right? Wrong. Without a founder agreement, they hit complete deadlock. Neither could make executive decisions. Their company stalled for 6 months during brutal legal battles, while competitors seized their entire market share. They eventually dissolved everything and lost it all. So what should your founder agreement include? First, equity splits with vesting schedules. You should earn your shares over time, not receive them up front. Second, clearly defined roles and decision-making authority so everyone knows who owns what decisions. Third, exit clauses covering both voluntary departure and termination scenarios. Finally, intellectual property ownership and non-compete agreements to protect your innovations. Here's your actionable step. Schedule a founder agreement meeting with your co-founders this week. Use a qualified lawyer or services like Clerky or Carta to draft proper documentation. Don't wait until you raise money or officially launch. Do this now, while relationships are strong and conversations remain productive. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.